Guidance Truths 365 for bringing news, updates, and coaching tips. Today we have reached 267. So I've had a couple of days off, for those of you who have been listening. And today I really just wanted to talk about cause and effect. So, you know, in coaching, there are really four golden rules that we tend to follow. And the first one I want to bring up is really, how do we break through adversity? And how do we really get past those walls or those blocks that we tend to create to stop us from taking that next step, to stop us from taking or doing something different, or even just to think outside of the box? Or really throw it out the window and create something new in your life, in your business, whatever you are wanting to achieve. So the first one really that we tend to look at is how was that decision made? And, you know, how long ago had you made that decision consciously in your mind? Now, it could be something very simple, like you have a credit card, you've only ever used it for emergency purposes only, but this one time you decided just that it was something that you needed to do, and so you spent money on that card, and then the next minute you end up in trouble and are struggling to pay it back. And you know, you do eventually pay it back, but you will never ever use it again in that situation. And so really what I'm saying here is that decision could have been made 15, 20 years ago. You know, you've got this mindset, I only use it for emergencies, I never use it for any other purposes. I like to have my capital in my bank account, and that's the way it is. You never invest in anything, but yet you would still like to take your family on a holiday, or invest in your health and have a coach, or you know, you've got this business idea that you really want to pitch or maybe put into process, but you know it may cost you a little bit of capital to start up. And I think when we make these decisions so long ago, you know, we really have to re-look at it and think logically about it. You know, it could be a decision that's not even your decision. It could have been that your parents or your grandfather told you, now you should never use your bank credit card, you should only ever use it for emergencies, and even then, I don't think you should have it available. You know, is that your theory or decision? Or is that someone that you obviously have taken advice from, or had someone else's, you know, belief or reasoning for not making that decision? So, you know, how early was the decision made? And then that normally determines how strongly you feel about it. One example for me was just Brussels sprouts. I had one bad experience with my grandmother eating Brussels sprouts, and from that day forward, for about 20 years, I never ate Brussels sprouts. Now, there was no logic to it. It was all tied around an emotion of not eating Brussels sprouts because of that one incident I had with my grandmother. And today, I do eat them now, but I had to go through this whole emotional and psychological process to even try one again. So you see how emotions and our environment really determine or really cement these decisions that are made in our conscious mind or even in our subconscious mind. And that can predict your whole life. You know, I know Brussels sprouts is a very small thing here, but you get the idea, yeah? that it wasn't a logical decision. It was all based around an emotional and the environment is why that decision, that I made that decision about Brussels sprouts. So that's number one. Number two, we normally make these decisions under, you know, emotional conditions, and I've really just segued into that using the Brussels sprouts as an example. But you know, we normally find if we go back to some decision and when it was actually made, it's usually like an emotional state, or it's normally within an environment where we are either, you know, fearful, or someone's really like drummed it into you, you know, like the wrath of God, and you really take that to heart, and that's really sunken in to your neurology. It's really in your body. You've felt it. You're in the environment where you can feel it, and that is so strong in our brain. It's so strong in our memory that it will never change unless we really face it, make a decision to change it, and understand, you know, that this is an emotional decision that was always made under duress. You know, how many times have you made a decision under duress, or where you felt pressured to make a decision? You know, you may have a job that's coming up and you've got to make a decision. You may be building a house, and the builder says, well, you've got 2 days, we need to do this, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars extra, and you've got 2 days to make it happen. You know, making decisions under duress really is an emotional decision unless you have the logical processes to take you through that process and to really make sure that you're making the right decision. So yes, making decisions under emotional conditions is generally a reason why we don't step out, we don't try something new, and we don't face those fears. And a lot of the time, these decisions too, we make decisions every day. And sometimes I hear, you know, why did I do that? Or you're almost on autopilot, you know, it's like getting into your car. How often do you get into your car? You think about turning it on, you think about putting your foot onto the accelerator, you check the gears. I mean, how often do you really go through that? I mean, we should do it every time we get in the car, correct? Every time we get in, we should be running through the whole process of that. But a lot of people are just on autopilot. They just get in the car, and then they end up at the destination B, and they're like, gosh, I don't even remember getting from A to B. How did that even happen? That's autopilot. That is not really being conscious or aware or even in the moment. So, as you know, those who are listening to this, I like to keep this under 5 minutes. Today we've gone over. I've only touched on the first two of cause and effects, and we will update, or I will bring the other